Hello.
Yes, hello. I could barely hear you. Hello, my name is Yvonne and I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes. Hold on, let me. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. My name is Paul Staples. I was
Okay.
online. I was about to submit a question, but I have a charge onto my checking account or my debit card. For $56.95, that has been recurring since March of this year.
Wow.
And I don't
Okay.
know what that charge is for. We just found it, just noticed it.
Okay.
And I need to verify what it is and why it's recurring and get my money back if I can.
Okay. Could you give me your zip code, please, sir?
27596.
Okay, hold on just one moment while I
Thank
put
you.
that in. You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, we may have ordered something. What is the name of your company, by the way?
Our company, we represent over like 100 online vendors. Now we'll be happy to check to see what your order is, sir. Hold on just one moment. I'll see if your name comes up.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a couple other possibilities. I go by my middle name.
Okay.
I can give you my account number, perhaps, or something else. It's
Oh, I
the
found it.
information.
Oh, is
Oh,
it
good.
Paul or Doug?
Yeah, that's it. I go by my first name's Paul, but I go by Doug.
Okay, I just seen it and passed it. Just one moment, son. Okay. Thank you again for waiting. Could you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, 81 Listeria Crest Drive, Youngsville, North Carolina,
Okay.
27596.
Okay, thank you. We're waiting for it to pull your account up, sir. Just one moment. Thank you for waiting also.
Okay.
It's still going, sir. It's running slow today, the computer, so
Well,
I have to
I
wait. I
imagine
don't
you're.
mean for to wait.
That's okay. I imagine you might be a little busy today.
It's just a computer. Some of them are running just a little slow. It makes the customer have to
Okay.
wait until it stops, and I can see your account.
Okay, that's fine.
Still going, sir. I have to just let you know so you won't think I went away. I'm still waiting
Oh,
for it to
okay.
pull up.
Hope I'll still be here.
Okay,
Okay.
Sir, finally pulled up. So you see the 56.95 is on here.
Okay.
And it's showing that you said you did this in March, right? Yes, it says 3-9.
That's
9.
When it first showed up. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's showing that you paid, let me see how much you paid for this. It's showing a charge of $67.32, but
okay.
You paid a shipping and handling charge, sir. Was that, that's the least one. No, it's the most. You paid a shipping handling charge for this tactical bag.
Tactical bag?
Yeah, that's what it says, tactical bag. You might have ordered it like a backpack or what you call it, like an army. It's not an army bag.
I guess I can't say 100% that I didn't order it, but I can say 99%. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, it's showing that.
Does it say
you,
the vendor?
No, this right here, we do gadgets and non-gadgets, sir. We do have this tactical bag. P1, it was in a sweepstakes, sir. So while the tactical bag...
Wait a minute. I won it in a sweepstakes?
No, it was in a sweepstakes campaign. So
okay,
since
I
it
never,
was...
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because I would
have
never...
It's the terms and condition of it, sir. I don't know if you went on your phone or went into a store and filled out a survey or
nope.
campaign... Survey somewhere.
Not for a tactical bag.
Okay, it could be Lowe's. It could be Lowe's or someone told me a clothing store or anything that have those kind of things there. But anyway, it showed 67.
Let's do this. I don't care at this point because it's been months and I realize I should have probably picked up on it before this. I'll pay for it once without knowing what it really is.
Uh-huh.
But my concern is, why did I pay for it another 9 times?
It's showing because your account at the time is showing on March 9th, there was a $67.32 charge for the bag, and it was still not shipped because it was a sweepstakes. But since the account wasn't closed, it goes all the way from April, May, June, July.
Up to December.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why it's showing up and I'm being charged and paying for $56.95 for when I only made one, supposedly, quote unquote, made one purchase.
Okay, sir. Let me.
I certainly haven't received 10 tactical bags.
No, you haven't received one, sir. They all have.
I don't even show that I purchased it. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea what the device or pack.
Okay, so
so I'm willing to pay for it once because it's my error, but I want that money back for 9 months worth of charges that, you know, I didn't get 10 of them. I didn't order it 10 times.
It's just showing the same amount of the charge, sir.
Yeah.
For
it's money coming out of my account every month.
Every month?
Like
they took
months.
That money from you, sir?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
that's
so
what I'm saying. I show 10 charges out of my bank account.
It's tactical bag. But it's got every month they do charge you. So you had one for March from the start.
Yeah.
April, May. You got to from April to up until now, sir.
Yes.
It's $56.95. What I can do, sir. I can cancel this account for you.
Okay, and what about a refund for all of that money?
Oh, I don't know about all. I can handle one of the charges, sir, but I don't know about all of them.
Well, then why did I get this phone number from my bank?
I have no idea, sir. It's just showing that...
Because that was associated with this charge. When I asked my bank, can you track this down? They gave me this number. You're telling me that you see the charges, right? You see them?
I'm looking at the charges all for 56.
Then why can't you either tell me who I need to call to get the money back? Because I was obviously charged incorrectly 10 times, and I just told you I'm willing to pay for the one because it was my error. I really don't care about back in March. Can you tell me why I was charged from April forward?
I can't explain that, sir. I know I can take care of the 5695. Have you talked to your bank, sir?
I just told you I did. Yes, and they confirmed the 10 charges that were on my account since March. They also confirmed that the number I should call to get this resolved is the one that I called you.
To speak with us.
And to speak with you. And now you're saying that you don't even know who the original company was that charged me for it.
Go ahead, sir.
There's got to be more information that you provide as a business for the charges that you provided, that you took from my account on their behalf. If you have a name, or if you have a name of a company or a phone number, I'm willing to track it down. But you've got to give me more information, and you can only do one.
Okay, sir. Like what I was explaining to, we represent over like 100 online vendors, sir. And I can't explain why there are 9 charges for $56 each month for you. I know if the accounts remain open and you don't close it, you do get a charge for each of these months.
That there is an account. What's the company name on the
account?
No,
I'm talking about the account. I'm talking about the account that was opened by the tactical bag.
Who opened that account?
I have no idea, sir. Because I don't, sir. And even if I did, I would tell you, but I'm not the person. I can't handle 9 charges for these months. I can't handle one of them, the most current one, sir. And
Acceptable. I need to talk to a supervisor. I'm sorry. You're very nice.
That's okay.
You've been very helpful.
That's okay. I can talk to somebody
else.
Okay, so I'm going to cancel the account for you so the charges are stopped, sir. I can give you a confirmation.
Yeah, they should have never continued. I still don't understand.
For your benefit, sir, you said that these charges keep continuing, and now there's 9 of them. This is a confirmation number to let you know that I'm canceling the account today, so you won't receive another $56.95.
$500 I've been charged.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do, sir, is transfer your call to a supervisor, and they probably can explain to you better how this happened. So I'm going to close the account, like I said, for you, so you don't get any more charges.
You got a cancellation number for me, too?
Yes, I'm going to give you a confirmation number for this, sir. I'm definitely going to give you a confirmation number. Okay. Okay, sir. Give me a moment here. The account is now closed as of today.
What's the account number?
It's C as in Charlie, 263-415-379.
Gotta slow down. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Gotta slow down. C 263.
Yes, sir. 415.
Okay.
379, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm closing the account. Give me a few moments to do this, and I need to.
Now, can I ask you something real quick before you go on?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Whose account number is that? Is that your account number?
No, this is not my account.
Is that the account number that you have
for me?
It's
an account number of the tactical bag, sir,
You're calling it a tactical bag, but that's
That's
a
what
product.
It says.
Who's
yeah, well, it's a, we do gadgets and non-gadgets, sir. Like I said, I don't know how.
So you sell it. What's the name of your
No,
company?
We don't sell anything, sir. I'm a third-party customer.
You just collect money for somebody else and then have no information when they get disputed? I'm sorry. You're very nice. None of this makes sense.
Okay,
sir. You're denying responsibility and not providing me any information about who charged me at the beginning.
I keep getting charged
by your company 9 months ongoing.
Well, sir, like I said, I'm a third-party customer support. When the customers call like yourself, they say they have a problem with a charge, I'll pull the account up If there's is like an account, if they order something, look
okay.
and see if we can cancel the account and try and refund them the money. But nine, I've never done nine. I know I can do one, but you want all your money back, and I can't do that myself. So I'm gonna send you to
you
a.
You can do the one though.
Yes, I can do the most of one if that's what you want, and then I can transfer
please.
Your call to a supervisor,
okay.
and they can tell you more.
Okay, one maybe final question.
Yes,
if
sir.
If you work for a company, what is the name of it?
I don't work for a company, sir. I'm an employee for a third.
You're an employee of what company? What's your third party
I'm
company?
Not. I don't work for a company. I'm an employee from where I work at. This is my job, sir. It's not a company. I work as a third party customer support where I'm explaining that I'm here to pull.
Who provides your paycheck then? Who provides your
my
this
job.
Is ridiculous.
My job does, but it's not a company for the product, sir.
You represent a job. You represent a company. Who pays your paycheck? I mean, this is ridiculous.
You asking me? My job, I was employed through this job, but it's not a company. It's my workplace, sir.
Who do you get paid by? This is such an easy question that it just seems like it's a scam. I'm sorry.
Oh,
there's
sir.
You have no accountability here because you're not giving me any information. You're
okay,
giving me cancellation numbers and account numbers, but I don't have any. Do I get a statement from you?
Hold on. You can get that as soon as I transfer your call, sir. Hold on just one moment.
Thank you very much. And can you tell me, give me the number of your, at least maybe another number that you can have me call so I don't have to call this one back?
This one you should call back, sir, because you are talking to me. My name is Yvonne. My name is Yvonne. I work here as a third party. You can, we're open 24 hours, so we don't close. We have outbound calls, sir. We don't dial manually. The calls go out and the customers pick it up, and that's when I speak with them. So whatever number you're speaking with me on right now, that's the number you need to use to call back up here. But I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor, sir. I hate that this happened to you. I only can give you so much information, but I only can do one account. You do want one of the a refund, right, sir?
I do want the 1221 charge. I do want a refund, yes.
Okay, sir.
Do you have a confirmation number for that? I'll wait a couple
minutes. It's the same as the number I'm finna give you, sir, the confirmation number I gave you. That's your most recent charge, so that's the confirmation number I gave to cancel the account with.
I thought that was an account number.
It is account number for the most recent charge. On your account for 1221, it was for the 5665, sir. When
that's the only account number you have. It's only number.
Yes, that's the only number I have to give to you, sir. Hold on, just one moment.
And how do I follow up on that? I mean, you're a very nice person, but how do I follow up on that and get to somebody to talk to about that charge?
Because I'm finna transfer. You sir, to a supervisor that knows a little bit more about how they can get your refund back. They've been here at the where I work at longer, sir.
Okay.
So they can they
you
can
have
do
no
that.
Way of telling me what number you're transferring it to because the system automatically does it.
Yeah, because it's outbound calls only. I don't do inbound calls, sir. So I never know what the customer's name is or anything until they give me their zip code and it pulls an account up for you. That's if you have one. Okay.
Okay. It's trying to turn me on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to give you the $56.95, the last, your recent charge. I'm going to refund that to you in full, sir. And
okay.
Okay, sir. I canceled the account for you. I was going to transfer you to a supervisor. You did ask three times, and I'm going to take care of the $56.95 on here.
Has that been confirmed?
I'm going to do it for you right now, and it's
okay.
Telling me that the $56.95 completely went through as a it went through, sir. You should receive it in your account in 3 to 5 business day on your account or in on your card, sir. And hold on. Let me get the rest of the information. It went through successfully. And I have to get the rest of your information so I can have your call transferred to a supervisor, sir.
Okay.
Thank you again for holding. Okay, 263. Yeah, that's your confirmation number. And okay, so I need your number, phone number. Would your phone number be 919, sir? Just to confirm it, 605-0755, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Hold on just one moment, sir. I'll take care of this for you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 3 and transfer. Thank you again for holding, sir. Sir, are you still there? I'm finna to transfer your call to a supervisor. I just have to let you know ahead of time. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir. I gave you the confirmation.
You.
Yes, I did. Okay.
Thank you.
Transferring initial.